from friends to inspirational truths. A time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And all, friends, just like my son just said, we pray that our time together will be a blessing. Pray that it'll bring glory to God, and pray that if someone is lost and undone, they'll come to know Christ as their Savior today. Hey, listen, we're running out of time. Look around at our world. Look around the situation that we find ourselves in, friend. I'll tell you, I believe all of these things are indicators. I believe that with all of my heart. I believe they're indicators of the need of man's heart, of the certain and soon return of Christ. I'm telling you, friend, listen, if you've got any kind of spiritual vision at all, you can see all kinds of things in this day and hour that we live in this day and hour of a worldwide pandemic, in the day and the hour of riotings that are the result, people say, of a murder of an innocent black man in Minneapolis. What a tragedy that is. But I'll tell you what these demonstrations have turned into are a tragedy as well. Well, that's not the message today. The Lord has laid another thought on my mind out of the book of Mark chapter 5. Out of the book of Mark chapter 5 is where I'm going to be reading and preaching from. So if you'd like to join with me, turn to the book of Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I'll share a word that the Lord has laid on my heart. It'll be a simple message, but I hope it's a message, friend, that stirs your heart. Listen, sir, ma'am, if you're lost, if you don't know your name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, you need to be doing something about it soon. Life is short, eternity's long. Then it's going to a song entitled, He Could Have Found. As I've told you before, as I've used this song, and it's quite long, it was birthed out of an experience that we had one night in a church where I was associate pastor. We saw a man come and go. It's obvious he had a need. Sad part of it is, he had the same need when he left, but he could have found something amazing. I'll be back in a few minutes.
He sat in the back of the church like any other man. His life was in shambles, ruined by sin. The choir was singing, just as I am, the invitation was given. The Spirit said, come, yet he turned and walked away. He could have found God's amazing grace. He could have known his love. For the first time, the power of the blood, he could have been forgiven.
tell you, friend, the sad thing of it is he could, but as far as we know, he didn't. Actually, when the altar call began, man, he got out of there quick. I mean to tell you, he disappeared in the darkness. And that breaks my heart. Every time that Debbie sings this song on her radio ministry, the radio program that God has given to us, listen, it just stirs something deep within me. And listen, friend, listen. You don't have to end this day. You don't have to end this hour. You don't have to end this minute without Jesus as your Savior. The most important thing that I'm going to tell you today is if you're lost, you can be saved by the grace of God. You can come to know Christ personally as your Savior if you realize you're a sinner, be willing to repent of your sin, and by faith receive Christ as your Savior. Friend, I'll tell you what, He'll do something for you. No one else can. The book of Mark chapter 5. I'm going to read, I don't know, about 7, 8, maybe 9 verses of Scripture. The Word of God says this, and they came, speaking of Jesus and the apostles, and I'll say more about that in a minute just as a part of the introduction. They came over, meaning the Sea of Galilee, onto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come, speaking of Jesus, out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs. Now watch this, and I want you to get this word. A man with an unclean spirit. Notice that, a man who had his dwellings among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with the chains. Howbeit, or because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Ah, listen, friend. I'm about to shout right now because I know what I'm going to say. He's meeting somebody this day that was more than a man. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." Let me give the last verse I want to read. It's verse, let me get two of them. In verses 19 and 20, he said, "Howbeit Jesus suffered him," speaking of the healed demoniac, the changed demoniac, the converted demoniac, the transformed demoniac, this new man in Christ. He said, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion upon thee. And he departed, speaking of that new man, that old demoniac, but new man. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. I want to talk to you today for just a little while about this thought. He's the only one. He's the only one. Now, I believe with all of my heart that this miracle is a great miracle. It's recorded in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Synoptic Gospels, with a little variation. A couple of the writers say that there were two demoniacs there, and Mark says that there's one. In reality, there were probably two with this demoniac, this particular man that Jesus deals with here in the book of Mark. He was probably the worst of the two. I don't understand why God did what He did, as the Holy Spirit inspired men to write different things about the same account. But hey, I want you to know something, Fred. Jesus had somebody in mind to do something for Him that nobody else can do. Now listen, I don't know who you are today, but I know you've tuned in to this old country preacher. I don't know where you've been the last day. I don't know where you were at last night. I don't know who you were with. I don't know what deeds you've done. I don't know what decisions you've made. I don't know what company you've decided to run with, but I'm here to tell you today by the grace of God, sir, ma'am, you can be delivered by the power of Jesus Christ, by the power of His Word. I don't care how far in sin you've sunk. I don't care how far you've gone in your travels to sin. I don't care what kind of deeds and damage you have in your past. Thank God. Listen, if you'll meet the man Jesus today, look, friend, He'll make you a new creature in Christ. He can take care of all of your bad decisions with one right decision. You repent of your sin by faith, receive Christ as your Savior, and the blood that He shed at Calvary will cover all of your sins. I want to say glory, hallelujah about that. But remember, He's the only one. Jesus had been on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. He had been teaching and preaching to multitudes. The best I can figure out, or the closest that I can come to understand the events preceding this, is He had been preaching His Sermon on the Mount. He had been telling parables. He had been preaching to a great group of people. How about, listen, friend, there was somebody, all glory to God, somebody in the region of the Gadarenes, in the region of Gadara, that needed Him. And you know what He did? He took His apostles. He got in a ship, went to the other side. And all, friend, listen, the Bible tells us that while He was out on that sea, the winds and the waves became so boisterous that the apostles thought that they were going under. And Jesus, who had His head on a pillar in the hinder part of the boat, was asleep. And they awakened Him, saying, "Carest not that thou perish?" What do you mean, carest not? I came from glory. Came into this world through a virgin's womb. I came to bleed and die. What do you mean, do I care whether or not you all perish? And with just a word, He calmed both the winds and the seas. Oh, listen, when He got to Gadara, maybe this man had, let me call him demoniac, was well known on both shores of the Sea of Galilee. Maybe both on the side of Capernaum and Tiberias. They had heard on the eastern shore of a demoniac, of a man who dwelled in the tombs, a man who was totally insane, but powerful. Men had tried to bind Him. Men had tried to chain Him. Men had put fetters on Him. And He just broke them as if they were nothing. They knew the testimony about this demoniac. They knew the power that he possessed. They knew that the terror that he incited in everybody that got near him. They knew that he dwelt among the tombs. Isn't that awful? Isn't that amazing, friend, when you find your home among those that are dead? But ah, what a picture of sin. What a picture of sin and the results of sin. Oh, listen, sinner friend, you may not be, listen, literally dwelling in the tombs. You may not be sleeping in the graveyard or in a crypt somewhere, but oh, you're among the dead, do you hear? Now listen, I've wondered many times how this demoniac got to be what he was. What was the decision that he made that put him down the road to no return, to put him down the road when he lost everything that he had? To the point that he lost his home, his wife, his children, his sense, his sensibility, his ability to be productive, his ability to be something special and recognized in a positive way, in a community, in a society. What was it? What one decision? What one indiscretion? What one event that he decided upon that led him down this path? Was it a question to an Ouija board? What was it, a hit on a reefer? Was it a pill that he popped? Was it a dope of some sort that he smoked or snorted? Was it a drink that he took? Oh, I'll tell you, was it a licentious lust that he partook of? Oh, friend, listen, I'll tell you, all of these things lead to death. All of these things lead to lunacy. All of these things lead to loss. And I'm telling you, sir, man, listen, if you're being tempted, if you've already taken a step on the path that leads to where this man was, if you've taken a step and you've already gone a mile or two, or if you've already arrived, let me tell you something. There's somebody, hallelujah, that's more than a man can take care of the problem that you have. But everybody in that country knew about this demoniac, knew that he was a lunatic, knew that he had no sense or sensibility, knew that he couldn't be communicated with, knew that he couldn't be reasoned with. They knew that he was out of his mind, and that's all they saw. Do you know that? I mean, listen, behind those broken fetters and chains, behind that growling and grumbling, behind all of that filth and dirt, behind all of whatever action he did, how he presented himself, oh, there was something that everybody missed. There was something that had gotten lost in that effect of sin that had encompassed him, that had overcome him, that had engrossed him, that was nigh of killing him. Oh, you say, what was that, preacher? What was that one thing that he lost? It's the thing that Jesus saw. Listen now in verse 2, and when he was come out of the ship, meaning Jesus, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. You know what Jesus did? Our glory, hallelujah, I love this. He's the only one, there's the text for a message, he's the only one that saw the man. He's the only one that saw that creation of God. I'm that creature, listen, I'm that God had sent his son into the world to redeem. He's the only one that saw that soul that was encompassed in that body, encased in that bar of bones, that was being affected negatively by intrusion of demons as a result of some sin, as a result of some decision that he had made, some indiscretion that he had participated in. Oh, no doubt when all things started for this man, his conscience bothered him. He felt guilt down in the depths of his soul. He had convictions at one time. He knew what he was doing was wrong. He knew that he had been invaded by something. And all because, listen, he continued to give way. He continued to allow. Listen, he became so overcome that the man within him, that the man that God came to or sent his son to die for, that soul that would live on for eternity somewhere, got lost in the midst of all of those demonic entities that had incorporated their self in the body of that man. And now listen, when Jesus goes on, he began to talk to that demon that ran to him, that demoniac that ran to him. Jesus said, listen, as they knelt down to him, knowing that they have an end. Oh, there's so much to preach in this. Verse 8 says, for he said unto him, Jesus did to the demonic, to the demons that had possessed them, come out of him, come out of him. Now listen, Jesus knew exactly who was there. Jesus knew exactly how many were there, knew exactly how many or how they got there, knew exactly what he was going to do to get them out of there. And he said, listen, he said, what is thy name? And the demon began to answer and say, my name name is Legion. Now watch the transformation, for we are many. Oh, friend, listen. You talking about a worst case scenario. You talking about a world looking at somebody saying, there's utterly no hope for that individual. There's nothing anyone can do. Can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? I bless God, I know a man. I thank God, I know a man by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the Son of God, who became the Son of Man, so that He could deal with these very things. I'll tell you, Jesus can do what psychologists can't do. He can do what medicine cannot do. I bless God, He can do what no one can do. He can see the man in a mess. He can see a man that's been covered up with sin, encompassed by decisions that He had made. I mean to tell you, lost in all of that. He can see what no one else can. He's the only one that sees that soul destined for an eternity, destined for a place. Bless God, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. But thank God, He knows that He can deliver whosoever will call upon the name of Jesus. You know what happened? The Bible tells us that Jesus gave leave for all of those demons to leave out of that man. There were 2,000 swine feeding on that mountainside that dumped right into the Sea of Galilee. And when they went out, those demons, that legion, that is as many as 4,000 to 6,000. When they went out of that man, they went into the 2,000 hogs and they ran down the hill and drowned in the Sea of Galilee. Let me say this. There were at least 2,000 demons in that man. I can't imagine. There was at least 2,000. And if there were 4,000, that means, or if a legion was 4,000, that means that there were at least that many in that man. Couldn't you imagine double that? And if it's 6,000 in a Roman legion, then that means it's tripled. But thank God. When Jesus, listen, said, I get out of them. You leave that man. You know what happened? Listen, friend. Bless God, when they went out of him, something came in that man. It was new life. I mean to tell you, it was something brand new from the inside out. And the Bible tells us when they looked at this man that used to be naked, couldn't be held with fetters and chains, listen to where they found him. They found him sitting by Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and that scared the bejeebies out of that town. Well, I'll tell you, they're amazing. A group of men wanted Jesus to leave town, but one man wanted to leave town with Jesus. Isn't that something? And Jesus said, now listen, I've got something better for you to do. You go back home. You go back to your people. You go back to your wife and hug her. Your children and love on them. Your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors. And you tell them what has happened because you met a man by the name of Jesus. You met somebody that was able to see what no one else saw. He's the only one that was able to see your soul and able to deliver. You go back and tell them what great things the Lord had done for you. Can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? You today can get a testimony. I don't care what kind of addiction you're under. I don't care what problems you have. I don't care how the enemy has come against you. I absolutely, friend, don't care what sin has done to take you. I'm telling you that Jesus will deliver you today by the grace of God for the glory of God. All you got to do is heed Him. All you got to do is realize who you are, what you are, and how that you have a need for Jesus to be saved. Run to Him right now. Fall at His feet like the demoniac did. Confess that He's the Christ. And you know what He'll do? Bless God, He'll deliver you, sir. He'll deliver you. I don't care if your community can see anything but a drunkard or an addict. Jesus sees the man or the woman. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, you know what, friends? I have obviously hit the wrong button, and there's for a reason. I mean, we've got an intro into this program, but we've also got a exit, and I just simply did not look at my controls right. But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking of the grace of God. God has allowed me and you just another moment or two of time to talk just a minute and to allow me to encourage you, friend, to trust Christ as your Savior. Listen, I don't care how far sin has taken you or driven you or where it has brought you to. I'm telling you, friend, Jesus will save you. He'll redeem you. He'll make you a new creature in Christ. And all you got to do is call on Him. The Bible said, whosoever's called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, friend, so, if you call on Him today, if you call and say, God, I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus died for me. I want you to save me. You know what He'll do? He'll save you for Christ's sake.